views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief when you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. And those shifts are still available on the Higher Self Network, which I call HSN, if you're listening later. And it is a pleasure to have this radio show as a vehicle to allow you to call in and find creative solutions for your problems, and also have some amazing energetic shifts from some of my favorite energetic practitioners. And today I have the beautiful Sharan Sirdar from England, and she is a geneticist by academic training and work history, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases, and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic disease, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, and perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan leads the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on the Hidden Science TV show and also for the upcoming movie Punk Science. She is also an author of a book, which you can find called Heba the Hopona, something like that. You're going to have to tell them. You're going to have to tell them, Sharan. I always get that pronunciation wrong. So I want to say to you, Sharan, welcome to the show. And I know it's a real special day for you. Tell me about that. What's going on with you?
Hi, thank you for calling back on the show. Always fun to be here. It's Diwali today. And that is a celebration in India, and it's about bringing the light into where it needs to go. So I guess it would also be called Shift Happens.
So, well, you really are making me laugh, because, and I want to say this to anyone that's going to my website right now, that I won't, we're in the middle of kind of giving it a new look. And that means when you give it a new look, sometimes you get little glitches happening. So I've got my wonderful assistant, Miriam, is working hard to get it totally in order here. But the funny thing is that my website is about being afraid of the dark and lighting a match and finding the light. So I love this.
Yeah, literally, that's what it is. It is about bringing the light into the... I mean, there's a lot of mythology behind it as to how that all happens. But really, the essence of that is bringing the light into the dark.
Well, that certainly does describe you. You're a spark of light for me, for sure. And I think it's so cool, because here it's like the 11th month, the 11th day of the 11th month. And, you know, it's this very special day. I can feel that the energy is pretty revved up.
Oh, yeah. I've been feeling it all day.
And I know also that I just wanted to ask you about this, because I noticed on Facebook, because I haven't had a chance to talk to you a whole lot. We've both been so busy. But I saw that you were partaking in a special ceremony that was a fire ceremony, and I just need to know, what was that about?
That was a huge big deal because it was really to celebrate. It's basically doing that fire ceremony cleans out the air, cleans out everything. So the intention behind that is to bring the elements together into the physical to allow for that the clearing to happen. But the reason why it was very significant was because never in the history of my life and the history that I've read that in India have they ever allowed women to come and do the ceremony. So
rock on, sister.
So I was the first.
And your sister Bit was there too, right?
She was. And yeah. So, you know, and I know you, I, and her, we all went to Stonehenge. And so it felt like that energy was definitely there.
Powerful feminine energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was seven women. So the number seven is significant too.
Ah, that's so amazing. And I mean, it's so, like, I saw the pictures of it and it looked really amazing. I wanted to come and join you.
I know you were there with us. I just know it.
You know, we should get to the topic, I guess, which is, you know, well, but I just want people to understand also that you are an epigeneticist. And do you want to just explain what an epigeneticist is? I mean, that's not all you are, though, and I wanted to point that out to everyone.
Yeah. Well, an epigeneticist is basically someone who understands and recognizes that and helps others to bring the awareness to others about the fact that our beliefs, emotions, and perceptions are the ones that control our DNA and biology. And they are not just ours, but stuff that we pick up from our parents as soon as we're conceived. And so all that energy is like a soup that influences the way that the DNA is expressed. So the work that you and I and, you know, others who do this work do when we're working with this is basically releasing the energy to allow for the DNA to have express itself fully, which is here what we're all here to do and be. And so it's not that that potential isn't in somebody, you know, I always make sure I say that, but the potential is there and we just need to, it's like an archaeologist, I guess, you know,
dig deep.
Yeah. The treasure's there. We just have to uncover it. Over time, the dust accumulated.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, and I love the work that you do and, you know, I know you're getting really amazing results and I also want to congratulate you because I know you were on a program with Bruce Lipton. Yahoo!
Well, you know, well, that's another story, but yes.
us geeky people, we love, our heroes are scientists. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819 and let's make some shift happen.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired
tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letterRUIntuit.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Dancing, dancing, dancing.
She's a dancing machine.
A baby.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. Before we continue, Sharan, just share your contact information with everyone.
It's charansurdar.com. That's www.charansurdar.com. And they can find all the links to my social media on there too.
And congratulations on your beautiful website, Genome.
Thank you.
Because I'm in this process, I'm like, whoa, that took a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. Anyone who wants to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And we do have a caller that's been patiently waiting for us to get on. Mauricio, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Mauricio?
How are you?
Hey, Tony. You know, Mauricio, I just have to say, my dad's name was Maurice, and my mom used to call him Mauricio.
Uh-huh.
And he was a beautiful man. So it's a great name.
Thank you. Yes.
Hi, Mauricio.
What can we do for you today?
It was a good friend of mine that told me about your radio show. And one of the things that I want to share is that I have an experience that actually recently moved across the country. Right now I live in Tacoma, Georgia. and there was many challenges in my life, but somehow I feel that one of the reasons is maybe because of the energy that I engage to people around me. It's not negative, but sometimes I feel like maybe I have like a low self-esteem, but somehow the projection that I see to that others perceive of me is that, well, Mauricio, you're a great person, you're successful, you are, starting a new life and a new career, you know. Suddenly, I feel like I'm just trying to live my life based on other people's standards.
Oh, okay. And, you know, what I like to do here is just get kind of a baseline from people before we start doing the energetic shifting. And on a scale of 0 to 10, if 10 was like, you're really, really, really feeling really disturbed about this, all the way down to 0 being it doesn't bother you at all, where do you feel like you are on that scale?
I'd say around 4 or 5.
Okay. I'm picking up it's more like a 6 or 7, but I'm getting you're kind of
yes,
a nice
I'm
guy.
Sorry. Yes, you're right. I was thinking about the opposite.
You're
yeah,
a nice
no,
guy.
You're right. Yeah, around 7, 8.
You don't want
7,
to cause too many problems
7,
for Sharan and I.
You know, so it's the first time in the radio show, and that's a little bit anxious.
Okay, so we're going to start, we're talking, we're energetically doing these shifts. And so I'm going to ask Sharan here, like, Sharan, what are you picking up here?
Yeah, if you just give me a couple, maybe a minute, you carry on.
Okay,
first,
okay. Then... Okay. What I picked up right away is you're moving from Tacoma to where?
No, actually moved from Savannah, Georgia to Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay, so we just want to strengthen you from, it's coming up in switching direction. And do you mind me asking what your age is?
I'm 40.
Okay, because your age was coming up as a weakness, turning 40. And when did you turn 40?
December last year. I'll be 41.
Okay. What day is your birthday?
December 14.
Okay. So a lot of times what happens in like when people switch into a new decade, what happens is they'll go to the end of the decade and it's kind of like you become like 49 instead of 40 and kind of like start feeling like you aged a lot just because you changed number. And so we're just going to strengthen you to the number 4. And I'm getting, for some reason, there's a weakness to the 4 in the 40 for you. And so it's coming up elements like north, south, east, west, fire, water, air, earth. And so we want to strengthen you to being on this earth at this time and being, it's coming up being totally qualified for the job. And what I'm getting is an underlying weakness about what is your real purpose for being here. And that's why you kind of reflect to people this kind of like lack of surety about that. And then they reflect that back to you. And so I just want to strengthen you to this, that, you know, your purpose is to walk this earth with joy and be 100% who you are. And so I'm just going to work on strengthening your authentic self triad, your body and your soul and your spirit. I'm just picking up a lot of energy around kind of a sadness of being 40 and that being half of 80, whatever that's about. So we're just going to clear that. And Sharan, what are you picking up?
Wow, interesting stuff here. A lot of grief. Mm-hmm. There was grief from when you were around 26, give or take a year. I don't know if that resonates with you.
I'm sorry, what did you mean? What was the question again?
Did you have grief around the age of 26, give or take a year?
Actually did have grief when I was 11 years old and then when I was 29.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
And then
so
34.
Around that time. But also what I'm picking up is that you inherited grief, which is interesting, from both your mom and your dad. And for some reason, this move is bringing all this up for you. And the interesting thing was the grief that you had from your mom goes back seven generations, and the number seven, which is significant. Mm. And then also grief from your dad, which is 14 generations. So again, double.
And he
seven.
Was born on the 14th. That's why the date of his birthday was going weak.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. The four is in there. Yeah.
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 So I've cleared all that, and it was all around sort of, you know, impacting you in many ways. So see how that feels.
Mauricio, do you feel like when you think about your situation now, does it feel any different?
Yes, actually, even tell myself that regardless of the challenges and the hurdles that I've been, you know, facing, somehow deep in me, I feel like, okay, this is the right moment for my life to, you know, redeem myself and bring who I am.
And good. So can I ask you what happened when you were 29?
My daughter, she was born, she was 2 months old, and she had a situation with her liver that she went to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And it was a very tough time, despite that she survived. And after that, of course, she's in constant care. And 6 years later,
This is what is one of the main triggers for you at 29, and then like being like going into 39 to 40. What's your daughter's name?
Mm-hmm. Nicole.
Nicole. That's so funny because that's my baby sister's name. you're like representing my family here. So we're just gonna strengthen. And how is she doing now?
She's doing good, despite that a month ago, she had to go to special treatment because one of the parts of the liver seems like it's not working well, and they have to do a special surgical procedure to help drain the bile. And they were trying to save the liver and avoid another transplant. So,
I'm going to work a little bit on that. And Sharan, anything else here that you're picking up around that daughter? And what happened?
I feel I'm going to tune that into when we have a break. I'm going to.
Yeah. What I was going to say, Mauricio, we have to go to a quick break here. But if you hold on through the break, Sharan and I will work on this and your daughter. And then when we come back, we'll check in with you again and see how you're feeling. Okay. Is that okay with you?
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, cool. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. You can also contact me at www.energeticupgrade.com, where I, and that's my the seminars that I am sharing information with the wonderful Mark Kettenbach from Germany. And you can, for anyone listening in, feel free to call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Well, you called me up this morning, told me about the new love you found. I said, I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you. Found someone else. I guess I won't be coming round. I guess it's over, baby. It's really over, baby. Whoa. And from what you said, I know you've got.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right.
Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have the beautiful Sharan Sirdar here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We also have Mauricio on the phone, and we were working before the break on how he's feeling about life generally, and kind of like a lack of joy is what we were picking up. And we're also, then he mentioned his daughter. And so Sharan picked up a lot of information about your daughter. So are you there right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. Here, go for it, Sharan.
Okay, so what was interesting is that the grief that we released from you, and this is where epigenetics comes in, the grief that we released from you, going back 7 generations from your mom's side, 14 generations from your dad's side, all of that was released from her too, okay? Now, it goes back all the way back to all those generations and literally clears that out so that it's not passed on again. Now, the other thing when I was tuning into her is the first thing that came up for her is liver. And she had grief. And it's interesting, Colette, because you're saying about joy, because it's all grief coming up here that needs to be released. And she sort of picked up grief during the second month in while she was in the womb. So if there was something going on around that time for you and your partner, not sure.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I also picked up affecting her immune system and her nervous system and the liver was the emotion of self-abuse. This came from you going back 11 generations. So here's that number 11 today. It's self-abuse is not that you beat yourself up or you're hurting yourself physically. It's more about mental self-abuse, sort of like, oh, why is this happening to me? You know, all that kind of stuff. So this person 11 generations ago felt this emotion, and then it got passed on and on and on and on and on. And so it went to, from you to her. And I'm not saying it's the sole cause of what's going on with her liver or what's going on with her, but it's definitely a contribution to that. So I have now released that. So it'll be very interesting to see how she gets on.
Yeah, and what I was picking up was when you said that they had to drain her bile, it's kind of like draining the grief out of her liver. And so when did she have that done?
The last procedure was over a month and a half ago.
Yeah, so we're just going to strengthen this, that everything that she's been through, all the accumulations of all the surgeries, all the sadness that you have to see your daughter, because you see, what you have a weakness to moving on and having a really joyful, beautiful life, because it hurts you so much to see her not having that in hers. And so we're just going to strengthen you that every single time you have a thought about your daughter, that you are going to empower her to see her healthy. And it's coming up healthy, wealthy, and wise. I don't know why that. she's what, 10 years old now?
She's 13.
Or 13, okay. So, yeah, she's about to become a woman. That 13 age. And so we're just going to strengthen her to that, moving into life in a different way, and strengthening her that the upcoming time could be stronger and more joyful and more beautiful. And also, you're no longer with her mother?
No. We were not together since 2008, but after that I got remarried, and I was in a very, very, very abusive relationship. But I just recently got divorced, and that's another reason that I moved.
Yeah, so this is like, I want to strengthen you to this, because I'm really picking this up really strong for you, that all the moves that you're making right now are to make your life more joyful and to have a more beautiful life. And I want to strengthen you to that because in the other instances, like the moving on I'm getting has been painful for you. And so we're just going to strengthen all of that around for you. And Sharan, any last words here that you would like to tell Mauricio?
Yeah, I'm just clearing, because you're talking about joy, and I'm picking up a lot of energy around the heart and the heart chakra, and just clearing that out for you too.
And also strengthening this young girl's mother. I want to strengthen that, all the connections, all the love, everything that needed to take place that maybe didn't take place, then disconnections or whatever. We're just going to strengthen it so that her mom is not going to have worried thoughts about her, and also your thoughts, that anyone who thinks of your daughter from now on, that that those thoughts would strengthen her rather than be thoughts of sadness or despair. And we're just going to strengthen seeing her healthy and wealthy and wise. That's what it comes up as.
I was just going to say also, because I was picking up the emotion of being unsupported for yourself at 7 impacting your joy. Did you say it was 7 you felt grief?
11.
11, sorry. Okay, was there anything going on around 7?
Anything around 7.
Or you didn't feel supported?
No. Well, always 7. I always think about 7. Well, 7 is half of 14, and I always liked my number 14, regardless that it was my date of birth. But trying to relate something to number 7, don't recall.
There comes that 7 and that 14 again.
Yeah.
So we're just going to strengthen you to all the 7s, the 14s, and the number, and things coming in 4s. So we just get all that. And I just wanted to check in with you, Mauricio. Like, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling motivated. I feel that the positive energy that I've been here through this conversation with you, which is amazing. I feel that, you know, I feel more stronger and more confident about the path that I'm taking and the energy that surrounds my loved ones, especially my daughter, which we have a great connection, even from the distance, is better.
Absolutely. I'm so happy for you. And, you know, feel free to contact me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and, you know, let us know how she's doing.
Yes.
And how you're doing. We would love to hear back from you. And
thank you
for sharing your story and coming on the show.
No, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You know, Sharan, I love that because when you hear it, and you can hear more joy in his voice.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, I was just saying to you, this is the perfect, you know, example of really what, you know, a lot of scientists are proving now is that, you know, the biology. Do you want to just explain a little bit about that? Like how it's possible that our emotions affect our DNA also?
Well, the best way to explain it is that if you imagine Christmas lights, Christmas is coming, and you have, you know, they randomly go off and on. But imagine that you have a switch that controls which lights come on and off. Now, that switch is the control that we have on that basically the stuff that's around the switch can be emotions, can be beliefs, perceptions. Like with Mauricio, we cleared those emotions that came from, you know, way back. And it's that energy that's being passed on again and again and again. And that continues to influence the way that that DNA is expressed. So that's the switch. So if we can change that and clear it, it allows for that power that's within us all to express the DNA in the right way. And that's the simplest way to explain that.
Beautiful explanation. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I'm thrilled to connect with all of you, and I'm really thrilled to say that my long-awaited book is out, and The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mum Had Known to Tell You.
It's a great book. Love it.
Thank you. Yeah, and a word of warning, a word of caution, if you don't want to shift into better, this book will trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny, and I have the most beautiful epigeneticist in the world, Sharan Sirdar, with me here today. Sharan, we've been talking about joy. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm working on my website, and I have been, I started painting dragons in 2000, and I think it was 2007. And these were dragons that, you know, they were paintings that came to, like, pictures that came to me, and they all have a story. And, you know, they've been growing really restless, and we've been talking a lot about fire and joy. And so I'm happy to say that those paintings are finally going to be available in print.
Yay,
very soon, staff. Once the website gets finished.
I can't wait to look at them and see them and meet them.
Yeah, well, I love them because I've had them hanging in my house here for quite some time, and they really do, you know, have their own energy. When I sent them away to be scanned, it was like, whoa, what happened to the house? A friend of mine walked in and said, what happened to your house? And I'm like, oh, the dragons went off to be scanned. So, you know, it's really interesting, and how, you know, we've been talking about fire and joy and, you know, like what a special day it is today. And mm-hmm. this being about sparking a light. And, you know, Mauricio is such a beautiful example of someone you can feel the vibrancy come back, the vitality in his voice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, this is kind of, you know, you and I have talked about this a lot. We love to do this.
Yes.
Because that when people get that aha moment where it's like, oh, you know, there's a possibility for better here. Mm-hmm. And it's huge. And, you know, like taking the challenges and having them turn into possibilities for change for the better. And so speaking of change for the better, I was just going to ask you if you could share your contact information one more time here so that, you know, anyone who missed it, if they want to reach you, that they can get in touch with you.
It's www.charansurdar, that's charansurdar.com. And all the social media sites are on there, and also YouTube videos if you're interested in looking up a fun video on explaining epigenetics.
Who would have thought that that's possible, but you managed to do it somehow.
Yeah, there's an animation there that you can look up.
That's what I love about you, Sharan, that you use your creativity to explain very complicated concepts, you know, that are scientific, and what usually, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, this is so complicated, I can't possibly understand it. But, you know, the way you explain it, it's allows people to have a feeling of, oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
And that's what my thing is, you know, I really want to do that because I think this information, I feel and I know this information needs to get out to so many people, because it is it is simple, really. And if people can just understand the concept of that, that it is, you know, it is simple, and I can put it out in an animation like that, it just allows people to kind of go, okay, well, because if it's too far fetched, people think, well, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
It's really like the way you simplify the process for people. And, you know, that's kind of what my book is about, too, is just like taking the information and explaining it that like this is not, I mean, what we do is magical for sure, but it's not really magic. Mm-hmm. There's a process behind it that we show people and that we can share with people to improve their lives. And, you know, I just wanted to say to you too, like, because, you know, when we think about DNA and genetics, a lot of times we're thinking about the emotions like that cause physical problems, but it can also affect your finances and career and, you know, all areas of life. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, definitely. Every area of your life. I mean, like Mauricio, I mean, he's moving and he's experiencing all this stuff and suddenly it's connected to ancestral stuff.
Mm-hmm. Those darn ancestors. I used to always say, damn those ancestors. And then I realized now that I have children that I am an ancestor.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, it does. I've had people with self-confidence issues who have had loads of ancestral stuff come up. It's just even self-belief, believing in yourself. It's amazing. Just one client who had stuff coming from, you know, all those ancestors that was impacting the way she was always feeling worthless and couldn't move forward. If she pushed and pushed and pushed, it's like you're pushing against something. And it's this energy that's in you already. And we found a lot of, you know, inherited emotions like worthless and other ones that were contributing to that. And so once released, you know, it's helping her move forward.
And it's really interesting too, because it's not just ancestors that come in, it's also descendants. And so people can actually get what I call triggered, you know, where they are bothered by something that they project onto their children. And so, you know, this is why I kind of wanted to bring it up, because Mauricio's example there of, you know, his not wanting to live with total joy if his daughter also couldn't live with total joy. And what we have to understand is, so it's like our descendants can also have an effect on us as well as our ancestors, because we, you know, on the third dimensional plane here, we are in linear time. But in the big picture, you know, in space time, there is no linear time. And so everything's kind of affected all at once. And so as we strengthen her father, we're strengthening this little girl, Nicole, to move forward in a more powerful and strong way. And I could really feel like the rushes going through my body as we were working with her energy.
Yes.
And, you know, and this is really significant because, you know, a few weeks ago we had a baby that was, someone had emailed their baby was sick in the hospital, a newborn, and it was readmitted to the hospital because of the liver, you know, because of the jaundice and the bilirubin. And this is coming up, you know, like the energy held in there. And a lot of people right now, in the last week, the clients that I've been working with, in the last 2 weeks in particular, there has been like a lot of people are expressing exactly what Mauricio expressed, mm-hmm. which is this lack of joy.
Yes.
And so I feel like let's do like kind of like a big group energetic shift for people out there that are listening in now or later about joy, about how to step into that.
I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm. You go for it, Chiran.
Okay. I'm going to do it silently.
Okay. You're going to do it silently, and because this is radio, then I'll do it verbally.
Okay. Yeah, you go ahead.
And so what I'm picking up right away is an opening of the heart for a lot of people and the feeling of panic that brings for some people. The vulnerability, we're just going to strengthen that for everyone, that it's okay to be vulnerable. that vulnerability doesn't mean that, you know, there's room for abuse. Vulnerability means that you're allowing yourself to step into this innocence of life like a child, is what I'm picking up. And, you know, as usual, like, the time flies by when I'm with you. Would you like to have any last words you would like to share with everyone?
Yeah, I'm just resonating with what you picked up and just clearing along those lines and just feeling there's a lot of energy coming up from that ancestral energy that we've been talking about. And it feels like the planets are now ready to clear this. So just
what came up for me is, you know, here it's Remembrance Day, which is in honor of the veterans. Mm-hmm. And let's strengthen the veterans and all the energy around that, that these beautiful people that, what they did, that there doesn't need to be any more suffering and struggle anymore. There doesn't need to be any more war. The war is really within ourselves. And so when we end the war within ourselves, then the rest will follow, is what I'm getting. I want to thank you.
Where we bring the light in Diwali, right?
Yeah, I love it. And so you have a fabulous evening. I know you have some more celebration to attend.
Yes, thank you.
And back here in Canada where it's morning, I'm going to be getting on with my day and wishing everybody a really wonderful day if you're listening in North America here. Thank you so much again, Sharon, for being on the show. Thank you, Brian, for always playing the right music. And thank you, everyone listening in. We'll see you next week, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.